You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Caitlin, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, what are you up to today?
Just driving to work.
Yeah, no big deal. What's your work? What's your job?
I'm an aesthetic laser tech in a plastic surgeon's office.
Oh, so you're zapping the pubes and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, all the good stuff.
Okay.
Smells good.
Making everything nice and silky smooth.
Boy, I hope you don't...
That's exactly right.
Hope you don't screw up your aim. Don't come in all hungover or drunk or anything.
You might lop off somebody's you-know-what.
Dang.
No, absolutely not.
The lasers aren't that powerful?
I'm great hungover, so...
Do you laser yourself?
Yeah, I have many times.
Probably one of the perks of the job, huh?
Oh, yeah. You get all the good perks. Botox.
Zap your mustache right off.
You get free Botox?
Yeah.
Man. There's so many people listening right now who are like, dang, I got to get a part-time job there or something. Still, you know, forget doing the holiday, you know, job where you can get like 20% off on your shopping. Some people are going to be like, hey, I think I want to work where I get free Botox.
I'm going to be so smooth.
We have a lot of people say that they would love to have a part-time job.
What kind of training goes into that?
You can just sit at the front desk if you wanted to and take advantage of the perks.
No, I want to laser hair off and I want to fill people's face with Botox. And what kind of schooling goes into that?
Well, so you go to laser training, which is actually only just a couple weeks. So a lot of it just comes with experience. And then you can go into nursing and... esthetician school.
Couple weeks for laser training, Dom. You down? You want to do it?
Well, I just don't think I want to be like the first person after somebody has just crawled out of laser training school.
Yeah.
I don't want to be your first. That's the thing.
I'm sure somebody's with you kind of guiding your hand along, right?
It's like the people who are putting in IVs or drawing blood. I don't ever want to be there first. I don't want to be a guinea pig.
Well, I guess
somebody's got to be. So
that is probably when you do practice on yourself then. Like, even if it's your arm or something, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, you get employees in your chair. Well,
there you go. Or if maybe some friends and family that want
to... I have to hope that. Oh, yeah.
Get rid of their unibrow.
I don't know, man. Talking about family, my daughter-in-law, when she was in nursing school going to be a nurse, she wanted to practice on me putting in her first IV, and I was like, no.
Wait till she gets to catheters.
I know. And so I was like, no. So she got her grandmother to do it, and I was like, fine. I'm not going to be the guinea pig on an IV.
Oof.
No thanks.
My husband won't let me do anything with him.
See?
Nothing, huh?
Nothing. Well, but he will eventually when I stay the same age and he continues to rapidly age.
That's good for you. All right, Caitlin, I like your style. You ready to play some rattle off with your boys?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. This one's pretty easy. Oh, we didn't ask Crystal and Christine if they're going to stay on the line. You think they're staying on the line?
We better talk to them real quick.
Okay, hold on, Caitlin, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, don't go away. Christina, even if we get a winner, you're not going to hang up, right?
I can stay on the line if you want.
We do want you to.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Okay. You, don't go anywhere.
Stay on the line. Even if we get a winner, you won't hang up, right?
I will not hang up.
Okay. All right. We're going to take her word on that. Crystal, you won't hang up, right?
No.
No.
Oh, boy, that didn't sound...
I don't know.
That was not...
no, maybe.
That did not inspire confidence at all. That was I just want the prize.
What are you
going to
do for me?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Caitlin, you ready to give it a try?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Obviously, this could be anything, but we want to go with five things that you traditionally... So don't just pull something out of your rear end or we won't accept
your
it.
Your very
it
needs smooth to be, rear end.
Yeah, your lasered rear end. We want five things that you traditionally put cheese on.
Oh, yeah.
Five things you traditionally put cheese on. Ready?
Okay.
And
yep.
Go.
chicken cordon bleu, pizza, tacos, grilled cheese, enchiladas.
Yeah, I always tell people to keep going just in case we throw one out, but I don't know if I could throw anything out there, could we?
I put a ton of cheese on my chicken cordon bleu.
Yeah.
On chicken cordon bleu, or is that more like a chicken parmesan?
I know. I guess you could put cheese on it.
Don't ever stop. Hold on. Let me look up.
Who orders chicken cordon bleu, first of all?
What, a cordon bleu is a dish of meat wrapped around cheese.
Sure is.
Breaded and pan-fried. Okay, I'd say she's a
winner! Good job, Caitlin.
Way to go.
Thank you.
You know your cheese, don't you?
I do. I love cheese. If you don't love cheese, then I don't... Something's wrong with you.
We can't hang out, right?
Something's wrong with you. Listen, stand by. Josh is going to visit with you about your tickets. Will you do me a favor and pay very close attention to every single little detail he tells you?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
okay,
whatever.
Good. All right, good. Yeah, okay,
hold on. Yeah, sure, whatever.
And some people are like, why does Tom always say pay very close attention? You know why? Because of every 10 prizes we give away, 8 of those people will end up reaching back out to us. What was that about? How do I get the prize again? I'm just trying to save everybody time, including the listeners.
So pay attention.
Just pay attention and then write it down if you have to. And then you'll know.
All right.
Hey, look at this. Christina and Crystal stayed on the line. Christina.
We do.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
What are you doing today? Anything fun?
Well, I just finished grocery shopping to make dinner before I go to work.
Okay, what's for dinner tonight?
You'll laugh, but homemade mac and cheese, some hot dogs and green beans, nothing special.
I'm not going to laugh. I'm not going to laugh at homemade mac and cheese.
Yeah, we won't laugh at that.
That's dang good. My wife's got a killer homemade mac and cheese recipe.
Well, I might need to get that.
Do you put like bacon in it though, or anything good? Green chili?
No, I'm not a fan of bacon in my mac and cheese.
All right, well you do.
Do you put a crust on it though? Do you do one of those crispy crusts on top?
A little breadcrumb crust.
Yeah, like some butter with crushed up Ritz crackers, and then after you cook it and mix it all, put it in the broiler for like 3 minutes with that on top.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Say now.
What a healthy dinner you have planned for this evening.
Now we
I know.
Let me ask you, would you put any type of meat product in your mac and cheese? Like, I was wondering about a spicy Italian sausage.
Well, you're making hot dogs. She said hot dogs. Can you chop up your hot dogs and toss them in?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I would, if I would serve, like, a buffalo chicken over top of it, maybe, but...
Oh, now we're talking.
What if you put your hot dog, you know, on the bun, and you put a little mustard on there if you want, and then ladle some mac and cheese over the top of the hot dog?
There you go.
Now it's not hot dog in the mac and cheese where you went, yuck, but if you put mac and cheese on the hot dog, somehow that's acceptable. What's the diff?
Even your dog
agrees that sounds delightful.
I'm trying to put them in the house because they're going to start howling because there's an ambulance in the background.
Well, they're on standby for this mac and cheese dinner you got cooking
up tonight.
Yeah,
because they know you're about to have a heart attack. So they're lingering.
They're going to hang for a little bit.
I guess.
I think I'm starting to like this idea of get a bratwurst off the grill and put a little mac and cheese on top of it.
That would probably be better than a hot dog, yeah.
Yeah, a brat with mac and cheese on it. That's a total fat boy.
But you refuse to chop up the brat and put it in the mac and cheese.
That's why I'm not understanding what the difference is, but...
Well, because I don't eat it. I only eat the mac and cheese and the green beans. I'm not a fan of sausage or hot dogs, really. It's just for a quick meal for my family. Before I go to work tonight.
We're really grilling you over your dinner, aren't we?
It's okay.
This has gone too far for you, I think.
You just live your life.
I feel like we crossed the line.
No, you did not. I'm embarrassed that it's not like...
What's tomorrow night?
Like, I play a parm.
What are you doing tomorrow night? You don't know?
No.
I'm doing homemade chicken noodle soup in the crock pot tomorrow night. Do that.
Oh, that sounds good.
Do that.
Well, I did homemade chili last night, so...
There you go. Where do you work?
Yeah. Well, I substitute teach, and I also bartend.
Two totally different worlds. Two totally different worlds, huh?
Yeah, and don't, then for one
don't
of
get
the
your days mixed up.
Hopefully, no, you'll take. You should probably take a shot before you go in to substitute teach. I would think.
Definitely.
Yeah.
After
school, those little monsters.
Are we allowed to ask where you're a bartender?
You can. An American Legion in North Glen.
Wait a minute. You're a bartender at an American Legion. That's pretty cool.
That's neat.
I got to feel like they're probably pretty good tippers, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Some people are great. Some are not. But most, I mean, in general, just anywhere, not just there.
Probably
but
get some great,
great members, great people.
Great stories, I would imagine, too. Some really great stories.
Oh, love them all.
Absolutely.
Stories
for days.
So interesting.
I bet you can almost tell when someone comes up to place their order. I'll bet you can get a feel and know right away whether they're going to be a good tipper or not.
Well, okay, so I'm one of the bartenders that when people tip me, I'll tell them they tip me too much. And I won't take the whole tip. And they're like, that's how you make money.
What?
I know.
That's very sweet of you, though.
I'm not comfortable taking more money than I think I should be tipped for, like, one drink.
What's your amount that you should be tipped for one drink, then?
$1, maybe two if it's a mixed drink or a big shot, you know, like a layered shot or something. But
really?
So $2 tops.
I don't know. I mean, it's just I also know these people so well, like they're like family, like the members, you know, they're just great people. And I just feel funny taking money from them just because they're like family now and friends.
And they've served our country and you're like, you know what? The drinks are on me.
Well, yeah, but I feel like Christina would do that even if she was like at Applebee's as a bartender or something. And I'm just trying to imagine me giving a tip to someone and the bartender pushing it back across the table saying, that's too much. That's never happened to me in my life.
Well, maybe you're a bad tipper.
You'll
have
to come
damn good tipper. I'm a generous tipper. I'm just trying to figure out how I would handle it if somebody pushed the money back toward me and said, no, I'll take half of this.
Cut that in half and then give it to me.
And then some people will say you're crazy, you're too nice, or they'll leave it on the bar when they leave anyway, or some people will take it in and say, I'm not taking it back again, or, you know.
That's very sweet of you.
I'll be darned.
No matter what, that's very sweet of you.
Well, I got to say, we've really enjoyed talking to you. You have a good time tonight with your mac and cheese and weenies, okay?
Thank you.
See you later. Bye.
Bye, Christina. I don't think Christina knew what to make of our show.
At all. She's like, I just wanted to call and say hi.
Part of me feels like she may be new to listening to us. She's like, what is this?
Why are you grilling me over my mac and cheese, for God's sakes?
I don't know. Crystal, do you put anything in your mac and cheese?
I actually make homemade mac and cheese as well, and I usually do, like, peppers and jalapenos and chicken.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good.
A little
pulled pork in there would be good.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think of that idea of putting mac and cheese on a brat?
I'm kind of with Christina. I'm not a really big fan of hot dogs or, I guess, like, any sort of, like, bratwurst or...
How about burgers? I've done the thing where I put the big dollop on the top of a hamburger and then give it hell. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about those stuffed hamburgers where they have mac and cheese inside the burger?
I've made those. Game changer.
I don't like them. They're always kind of just a weird texture, anything like stuffed wise.
Like mac and cheese is good on everything. My wife and I have used mac and cheese in foreplay. I have slathered her entire body in it.
That's funny. I've used it with foreplay with your wife,
too.
Yeah,
you should try it, Crystal.
It's strange.
I'm definitely not married to a woman, but...
Well, so whoever.
So you wouldn't like any stuff? So you don't like even like a stuffed crust pizza or anything?
It just depends, like, on where you get it from, I guess. It just has to be, like, quality, I guess, more than, like, quantity.
Here we are. Yeah. We're talking about putting mac and
this
cheese
is important
inside
stuff.
A burger
this is
or
important
something.
Stuff.
And here we are talking about the quality of the food product.
This is real life here.
You know, and so much about eating is texture. I mean, it really is. Yeah. It doesn't even matter what it tastes like. If we don't like the texture, we're out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
If you had to pick one thing that you say is your go-to that you make that you say, because I think we did this on a show recently, didn't we? Or was it a poll question? The food that you make that is most likely to impress someone, what would it be, Crystal?
I think it would be, I make really good pesto chicken. I usually use like penne noodles, obviously grilled chicken, and peppers and cream and pesto. And
God,
I usually make
good.
Cheesy bread with it.
Oh, yeah. Cheesy bread with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, Crystal, if I was single.
I'm not single, and I'm still going to hit on you. So,
are you dating anybody right now?
I'm actually married, but yeah.
Yeah, but also dating somebody.
But also dating. So. Does he like your cheesy bread?
He does.
Good, good.
Where did you meet this guy?
I met him through a mutual friend.
Crystal, this is Tom. What's his name?
His name is Michael.
Crystal and Michael.
God, I wish his name had been Tom.
Been
Tom. That would have been fantastic.
Crystal, this is Michael.
Set up
this
by
is
a mutual friend. I guess that's good. You know, he's kind of safe and everything.
Sure, yeah, that friend knows you pretty good.
I wonder if it hadn't worked out, though, if that would have caused damage to the mutual friendship.
I feel like probably with, like, anybody, if it was, like, awkward and didn't work out, I think it would just be weird.
Have you ever thanked this friend for setting you guys up?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we see them at least like once or twice a week. So it's, we've been together a long time. I guess not really a long time, but almost 9 years.
Who's this friend who set you up?
My friend, Alyssa.
Does Alyssa kind of lord it over you too? Kind of like, I remember I'm the one who
you'd still be single if it wasn't for me.
The love of your life. That was me.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes. It just depends.
You should buy her a thank you gift.
She actually is pregnant right now, so we've been doing a lot of maternity things.
Well, that's good. That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's exciting for her.
You like throw up together or something like that? I mean, what is
it? We have the same cravings.
Oh,
no,
that's funny.
No.
All right.
Oh, Crystal, we've enjoyed talking to you. Thanks for being a good sport today. We appreciate you.
Yeah, of course. Well,
all right.
We listen every day.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
you have a wonderful day, and thanks for being on the show.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye.